Republicans from Cherokee to Corral gathered for their state convention this past weekend. National delegates were elected, party leaders spoke, and the process of unifying around de facto presidential nominee Donald Trump began. Jeff Tiberi reports a Trump ticket has many unknowns, and some members of the GOP are towing a delicate political line.
For seven generations, members of the Walenda family have pulled off incredible tightrope performances. They've walked between skyscrapers, over Niagara Falls, and even the Grand Canyon, without a safety net. There were no high-wire stunts in Greensboro at the state convention this weekend.
Robeson County, six delegates.
But there was certainly a balancing act.
Nominees in the room, please immediately report to the front.
There was the business of electing delegates to the national convention in Cleveland, formally nominating candidates for November, and unifying, to some extent, around Donald Trump.
He won it fair and square, so he's entitled to support the Republican Party.
Art Pope is one of the most powerful Republican operatives in the state. And while he supports the system, he isn't backing the billionaire, tough-talking mogul. Pope was asked about how a Trump ticket will affect other Republicans running this fall.
I think that is a genuine concern, the down-ticket ballot. And this is where I'm going to focus my efforts on Pat McCrory, the state legislature, our county commissioners, and our U.S. Senate candidates. I think that's almost going to be a separate race from the presidential.
So when you say focus your attention, are we talking money, resources, other elements?
I'm a Republican Party activist, so I'll be active as a volunteer. I'll be active as a donor to candidates of my choice. I'll speak out on the issues and in favor of the candidates I support.
Pope was the first budget director of Governor Pat McCrory. After speaking at the party gathering, McCrory wasn't keen on discussing Trump, House Bill 2, or anything else for that matter. As a gaggle of reporters waited outside a meeting room, McCrory's security team whisked him through a service entrance and into a waiting black car. U.S. Senator Richard Burr also spoke to the conservative convention center crowd on Saturday. Afterward, he had this exchange with a reporter.
Absolutely. I think Donald Trump is Hillary Clinton's worst nightmare.
So will you be appearing with him at campaign events, you think?
I'm going to be focused on my own reelection.
Yeah.
Burr is a two-term incumbent facing a challenge from former state legislator Deborah Ross. Burr has a deep campaign piggy bank, though Ross has been climbing in the polls. Burr called this election cycle unpredictable and ever-changing. Will Antico agrees.
It is a little crazy.
He's a lifelong Republican. The former Navy veteran was at the convention serving as a delegate from Durham, sporting a Trump hat and button. Antico said coalescing around Trump is important, using history as a reminder.
And I was just talking to a friend of mine, another fellow delegate, how in 92, when Ross Perot ran his third party, he wound up putting Bill Clinton in office because a lot of conservatives, instead of voting for Bush, wound up voting for Ross Perot and siphoned off a lot of votes.
There is not presently a notable third-party presidential candidate in this race. Wake Forest University politics professor John Dinan would be surprised if that changes. What wouldn't surprise him is if some regular voters avoid the polls this November. He, too, invoked a history lesson in offering a strategy for the GOP.
For a number of decades, Democrats in North Carolina faced that situation where the presidential nominee of the party was often to the left of where the state Democratic Party was. And so the challenge was, how do you maintain proper independence while still acknowledging your party's nominee? It's a delicate balance to walk, and yet they'll have to walk it.
This weekend marked the first time that some elected state officials were seen wearing Trump gear. His name was mentioned regularly, and there were no melees between the Cruz camp and Team Trump. Robin Hayes is chairman of the state GOP.
This is a political party. It is dysfunctional by nature. So our role, as well as winning elections, is to put the fun back in dysfunctional.
For the first time since Reconstruction, Republicans are defending majorities in both chambers of the General Assembly, as well as the governor's mansion. Just how much fun they have come November may depend on their balancing act over the next few months. Jeff Tiberi, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.